The 1,700 that filled the Danville High School auditorium included Evelyn Hansen, who graduated from there in 1943, a year before Van Dyke. She particularly enjoyed his pantomime act when they were in school together.
I sure did think he'd be a star. He was so good in high school and so friendly.
The performance by the DHS Show Choir included tunes from Van Dyke's best-known movies. The show and a reception for the star kicked off the Dick Van Dyke Foundation to fund careers in the arts. He says losing those monies impacts quality of life for kids.
That's why our foundation is to keep money in there, kids talented like the ones on this stage, to get to go on, because otherwise, you know, they can't get it for it. They can't go to Juilliard or some of those schools. This way, we're hoping to keep it alive.
But Van Dyke also took his own turn on stage, performing with his quartet, the Vantastics.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiminy. Us sleepers are lucky, as lucky can be.
The show closed out with a performance of another Mary Poppins favorite, Let's Go Fly a Kite, with Van Dyke leading the show choir. Efforts to fund performing arts careers coincide with those to save the actor's childhood home. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.